and will continue to be there. So as far as you who are temporary beings in this planet are concerned, that is a perennial source. I hope I am being understood. It is not important for how long the moon is going to be there. At least during your lifetime the moon is going to be there. It was there before you, it is going to be there after you. So the sun is one. Okay. And then comes the moon. Two sources of light. Which are the five ways by which we differentiate things, people, beings and everything? The five states of being. As I told you, panchatattva. This pen is solid. Marker is solid thing. I open it. Inside this there is some liquid. This liquid is coming through this solid thing. And by moving it I am able to write it. So there is a jala tattva. The liquid thing is a jala tattva. Liquid jala. There may be some air inside, which prevents the thing from drying up, or maybe something. There is an air inside, so there is vayu tattva. So it is through these five elements that our bodies are controlled. A Jupiter running in the sky is not going to trouble me. All of you would have just seen, Jupiter has come into Cancer. Wow, great days are here. No. No, it is not so. Jupiter coming into Cancer is not going to give you great days. Jupiter coming into Cancer indicates that there is a rise in the Akash Tattva. That binding element is going to rise in the world. People from all parts of the world will come together as friends. So this is a very good time for international conferences like this. You see my point? This is a time to make peace. People will come together. That is the knowledge. Strength of Jupiter indicates an increase in the Akash Tattva. So the planets are merely mathematical symbols, statistical symbols, to show a particular Tattva's increase or decrease. The Pancha Tattva or the five elements are controlled by the five planets. Here you can see Apa Jala, water. What is controlled by which planet? But moon is already there as a light, as an original source of light. Sun and moon, you leave them out. Venus, let's start with solid. Solid is controlled by which planet? Mercury. Okay, so we have five states of being. The first is the solid state, that is Mercury. Fluctuations in Mercury cause fluctuations in the solid state. As Mercury transits through the zodiac, there are changes in the solid state. Subtle changes in your body structures, which perhaps you may not notice. When Mercury goes to a bad house, you will find breakage of bones, because the solid state is becoming weak. So when to predict breakage of bones? You don't predict breakage of bones from Saturn. You predict it from Mercury, because Mercury has a direct bearing on your solid state. After the solid state comes liquid state. Which planet rules the liquid state? Venus. And the highest karma, or the highest thing that Venus does, the liquid state. Lakshmi Devi is increasing her liquid state. No, please, go ahead. It's just that I want to tell you, the mind, we keep repeating, what is the mantra? You keep repeating something, I keep talking about liquid state, the mind starts, it gets a vision of liquid, you feel thirsty, you want water, this is how it happens. It is natural. That means you are actually paying a lot of attention. If you feel thirsty, when I keep talking of liquid, means you are paying attention. That is how mantra works. You are directing the mind to follow a certain path. And what is Venus? Venus rules a liquid state. Venus also rules the Mrityunjaya Bija. That means a person who is dying, give him water, he will come back to life. The life forces within us are related to water. This is the real life. This is the real Mrityunjaya Bija. So drink a lot of water. That is an important message. Lots of water, not very dirty colored. White is, transparent is better. But any water. So the Venus associated with different planets will show how much of this pure water is there within your system or not. weakness of Venus in transits will indicate decrease of water content in your body. Affliction of Venus will indicate that the water system within your body is getting spoilt, getting dirty. It needs cleansing. From there you decipher as to what is happening to your blood, what is happening to your lymphatic system or whatever. From the liquid, what is the next state we are talking of being? Is the gaseous state. You are breathing the air inside your body over here. Your entire breathing and your air is ruled by which? Which planet shows this breathing? Vayu Tattva. Saturn. Saturn controls the Vayu Tattva through which the maximum amount of dirt comes inside your body. Because Saturn is dirty. So the maximum amount of dirt coming into your body, microorganisms coming into your body, is through Saturn. It's through your breathing. When does a person die? What is the first sign of a person dying? His breathing stops. Saturn, Ayush, Karaka, longevity. When Saturn stops working, he says, I am old, enough. You are dead. Am I being understood over here? The breathing is connected to Saturn, and at the moment of your birth, the number of breaths you can take are limited. That is your bank balance. And Saturn is the last one, no matter how much you appease, is going to give you extra. Okay? So Saturn is controlling your breathing, and through this control of your breathing, he's controlling you. When he wants you to do something quickly, he increases the breathing. You try to run. See, how do you breathe? You want to relax, calm down, sit down. You have to first make your breathing relax.